How about now?
Okay, we can definitely hear you now.
Sorry, I had to get a new phone, and I was all messed up on it.
No worries, no worries. Well, we're glad you took some time this afternoon. Of course, we are joined by Martin Truex Jr., driver, the number 19 Auto Owners Insurance Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. And I know you're getting ready to race Kentucky today, but we wanted to look ahead to the All-Star Race on Wednesday night at Bristol Motor Speedway and then next week at Texas Motor Speedway. First, talk about your excitement heading into Bristol for the All-Star Race under the lights.
Yeah, it should be exciting, you know, doing it a little bit different. So, you know, Bristol's obviously a great short track and always exciting racing there. So I think it's a perfect spot to have the All-Star Race, you know, and hopefully it'll put on a big show.
Outstanding. We're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, go ahead and raise your hand in the participants queue there. We'll call upon you. We're going to start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Yeah, Martin, can you kind of talk about your challenge today, starting from the back, and have you looked and seen where the traction compound's been put down overnight?
Yeah, haven't looked yet, but, you know, it's definitely going to be – it's definitely not optimal. I mean, it's going to be a big challenge at a, you know, a track that's difficult to pass on. And, you know, we've seen throughout the weekend that the, you know, the PJ1 is definitely the preferred groove and really not much been happening on the bottom lane. So, you know, I don't know. Our cars are a little bit different than everybody else that's been here this weekend. And hopefully, you know, hopefully the groove will widen out some. I mean, it's going to be hot this afternoon, so maybe that'll help a bit, but, it's going to be a challenge, and, you know, we'll just do the best we can with it.
And secondly, the choose rule for Bristol. Have you used that in other series that you've run in before coming to NASCAR? And do you kind of have an idea of how many like rows it would take to for you to want to maybe move up into the non-preferred groove?
I've never done it before, honestly. I mean, I've been racing NASCAR long enough that, you know, short tracks weren't even doing this yet back then. So, yeah, it's been a while for sure. But, you know, I think it'll just depend on the racetrack, Bob, and we'll see, you know, how it plays out. Bristol's definitely, you know, a place where you can make either lane work depending on, you know, how your car's working and things like that. So, I think it'll be pretty straightforward at Bristol. I don't see guys giving up rows. But, you know, definitely there's some options there and maybe it'll give you a chance to take some chances somewhere.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Kelly Crandall. Go ahead with your question, Kelly.
Thank you. Hi, Martin. I had a kind of a big picture question in that with this season being so unique, the schedule changing, double headers, not going to some racetracks, when it gets down to competing for this championship and whoever comes out and wins this championship, will it be more special, unique, mean a little bit more because of everything teams and drivers had to go through this year?
You know, I think no matter what, to win a championship this level, no matter what the circumstances, it's a big deal. And it, you know, it would be huge for any team. So, I mean, it's really hard to, you know, to say it'd be much different. You know, obviously the challenges this year have been unique and, you know, from that standpoint, maybe there'd be some extra special, you know, feelings from the crew or just the amount of work they've had to put in or the challenges that they faced. But
I think we have lost Martin. Apologize for the technical difficulties, everybody. Right, here we go. There, and he's back.
Hey, just so everybody knows, I'm on NASCAR's Wi-Fi. <That's> so.
Good deal. We're going to go ahead next to Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with your question, Jeff.
Martin, I know you recently turned 40, and I was just wondering, the lead up to that, were you dreading that number? Were you like sad to say goodbye to your 30s? Did you not care at all? What were your emotions during that?
No, I really didn't bother me much. I'm glad to be 40. I'm glad to make it another year, but not feeling 40. It's, you know, it's funny when I got reminded that it was coming up, I'd remembered back to, you know, when my dad turned 40 and me thinking how old he was. So it's getting up there for sure, but I don't feel 40. So I guess that's a good thing.
You feel like you have a lot of years left in your career? You feel like you want to go a long time, like some of these guys like Harvick now who are going to stretch into their late 40s?
You know, I really hadn't thought much about it, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I think I just kind of take it, you know, as the contracts come along and think about, you know, where I'm at and how things are going. You know, right now I'm loving what I'm doing. I love my team and got a lot of great partners that have made it all possible. So I think as long as we keep having success, we'll just keep rolling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Jeff Magliaschetti. Go ahead with your question, Jeff.
Hi, Martin. Thank you for joining us today. This is the second year with Joe Gibbs Racing, and we're about at the midway point of it. Where do you think you and your team have improved the most from last year to this one?
That's a tough question. You know, I don't know that we're where we want to be right now. You know, I think, you know, last year, I think one of the things that we struggled with was unloading off the trailer and being where we wanted to be. I felt like we always had to make a lot of gains throughout the weekends. And, you know, this year with, you know, since coming back with not having practice, it's really, I feel like, hurt us a lot. You know, we've had some, you know, inconsistencies here and there where we've just had some bad races, and that's really not typical for us. So, you know, I definitely would say that we're not where we want to be from that standpoint. And we've had more than our share of tough luck this year as well. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's been just so different. It's really hard to compare, you know, new crew chief this year. So that's been different as well, but you know, we really just, you know, been missing practice a bit there. You know, our strength, I felt like, was always, as a team, you know, figuring out how to get the car better between practice and the race. And, you know, that was really something we always excelled at, and we've missed out on that, I feel like. But overall, you know, I feel like we've been performing well. We just, we've had a couple hiccups along the way. You know, last week was definitely a tough deal with the engine issue on the first lap and then getting wrecked. So, I mean, we didn't get a chance to race. And it's kind of been, you know, little things like that popping up here and there that bit us this year.
Thank you, Martin. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Alex Andrea from the Charlotte Observer. Go ahead with your question, Alex.
Hey, Martin. Thanks for your time. I'm wondering how you feel about the glow lights at the All-Star race. Is that something that drivers particularly care about?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it. I don't know. I think it's kind of ridiculous looking, but, you know, it's really, I mean, up to what, you know, what everybody wants and what the fans like. So, I mean, it's not like we get a vote on it or anything. I found out just a few days ago. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out.
Awesome. And then I have another follow-up question too, which is sort of on a different topic, but there were reports that NASCAR sent out a memo to all the teams of just reminding everyone about the COVID protocols and making sure that everyone is following them still. Has that message been reiterated by Joe Gibbs Racing, or has the team talked to you guys about that?
Yeah, I think everybody's talked about it. You know, I mean, that's, you know, part of what we're doing here is trying to, you know, be able to continue racing and finish out this season. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, definitely, I think, been passed along to everybody, and I think everybody's taking it seriously.
Thanks. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Well, Martin, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck today, and then good luck on Wednesday at the All-Star race.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care.
See ya.
We're going to be joined here shortly by Clint Boyer.